Case number 11,112, Lori Bronstein, agent, north of Route 16, Broyhill Hill Road, northeast of South Bay Shore Drive, being lot 24, section 3, within Broyhill Hill Beach Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Lori Bronstein, 18415 Boone Hall Road, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, looking at the application, I've done some guardianship work for, I believe, Eileen Strick, and if there any, I think there may be a conflict there. If there was any questions the board may have, then I'd suggest that you defer those to Vince Robertson, but if the board doesn't think there's a conflict, then I'm willing and able to answer questions.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine, an attorney with the law firm of Sergevic Carmen and Weidman. I represent the applicant, Lori Bronstein. She is the agent for George and Eileen Strick, the current property owners, who have requested a 2.5-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing cantilevered deck. Mr. and Mrs. Strick currently reside at Brook Grove Retirement Village Assisted Living in Sandy Spring, Maryland. Although Mr. Strick resides in the assisted living section of the community, he has very limited mobility. As a result, he has submitted a signed affidavit in support of this application, complete with exhibits. Those exhibits include a copy of his deed, the contract with Don Burris, blueprints from the original contract with Bradley Construction, a copy of the 1989 variance application, a copy of the written decision of the Board of Adjustment in 1989, a copy of the existing survey showing the 2.5-foot variance needed for the deck, a copy of the 2012 variance application, and then an aerial showing the Denrec building line. Mrs. Strick also resides at Brook Grove Retirement Village. However, she is residing in the dementia house. So unfortunately, she's unable to provide any testimony or a signed affidavit in support of this application. In addition to the signed affidavit of Mr. Strick, I have submitted to Ms. Isaacs a booklet of photographs of the structure with the cantilever deck, as well as the neighboring property, so you can see what the area looks like. As supported by Mr. Strick's affidavit, the Stricks purchased this property in January of 1986, at which time it was an unimproved vacant lot. They entered into a contract for the construction of the existing dwelling with Bradley Construction in 1988. Unfortunately, Bradley Construction experienced some financial difficulties, and upon information and belief, they did file for bankruptcy protection and did not complete the construction of the residence. As a result, it was necessary for the Stricks to enter into a contract with Don Burris in February of 1989 to complete the construction, and Mr. Burris served as a general contractor for this project. The original blueprints from the Bradley construction contract, which are attached as an exhibit to the affidavit, show the deck, and the contract entered into with Mr. Burris also specifically references the deck as part of the construction to be completed. The Stricks did apply for and obtained a 2.7-foot variance on August 22, 1989, from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for a dwelling. Although you'll see that the written decision of the board in 1989, although it approved the existing variance, it mentioned a bay window as the reason for the encroachment. It's not technically a bay window. It's rather, it's a bump out on the front of the dwelling. It didn't reference the cantilever deck, although it was in existence at the time of the application. Mr. and Mrs. Strick believe that the 2.7-foot variance included the deck, as, again, it was existing at the time of the variance hearing, and it did encroach into the setback by 2.5 feet. Again, for some reason, the survey from 1989 does not show the deck. We're not sure why, but it was part of the original construction of the home in 1989, which, again, is evidenced by the blueprints and the contract with Don Burris. Mr. Strick, per his affidavit, also recalls a conversation with a county official who had visited the site prior to the variance hearing, and they did discuss the potential impact, if any, that the deck would have on the views from any neighboring properties as potential homes would be built in the future. He recalls the conversation and that they discussed how the deck was very narrow and that they didn't think it would be any problem or have any impact on the views. Unfortunately, Mr. Strick doesn't have any record of whom he had met with or spoke with about this, but he does recall that conversation. He did become aware of the need for the 2.5-foot variance for this deck when a survey was prepared on October 3rd of this year. His agent, Lori Bronstein, who has been sworn in tonight and is to my right, promptly applied for a variance to resolve any issues with respect to the alleged encroachment. This property isn't unique in shape. If you look at the affidavit, well, we have a copy of the survey attached as one of the exhibits, but we also have an aerial, and it's actually Exhibit 8, a Denrec aerial, which shows the Denrec building line, and you'll see that the line essentially transects the property in half. As a result, we have a very small buildable area, which makes this property very unique. The variance request is not a result of a hardship created by the applicants. Rather, it was an error by the original contractor back in 1988 and then in 1989 when the construction was completed. The Stricks did believe that they resolved any issues, but unfortunately, here we are today. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Again, the deck's been in its current location since 1989 without any complaints, to the Stricks' knowledge at least. We even have, I believe there's a letter of support, or at least of no objection, from the neighboring property owner in the public record. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to public welfare. Again, it's been there for a long time, and they're unaware of any complaints with respect to its location. There's no possibility at this point in time that the property could be developed in compliance with the code unless the deck were to be removed. I think if the deck were removed, it would affect the aesthetics of the structure. It definitely would not be as aesthetically pleasing as it is now, and it also serves a purpose. They're able to enjoy the deck. The variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief, and it does represent the least modification of the regulation in issue. And for those reasons, I do request that the board grant this variance request. And, of course, I am available for any questions that you may have, and Ms. Bronstein is also here to answer any and all questions.
Are there questions from members of the board or council?
Just one. Ms. Carmi, Ms. Burton, Ms. Bronstein, could you step up to the podium, please? You've heard the presentation from your attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Do you swear that the do you affirm the testimony that she's provided is true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you. That's it.
No other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of the application?
Here's a letter in favor in the file. No okay. Opposition.
And one in opposition?
No objection, I'm not to oh. say.
And is there anyone here in opposition? The hour's late.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here in opposition to the case? Okay. Then I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve case number 11,112 based on the statements made by the attorney, and that this has been there for quite a while, and there's been no complaints about it. The uniqueness of the property when they had this made, and then let's see here, a variance is necessary to enable use of the property, and I don't think the practical difficulty was created by the applicant, and a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve case number 11,112. By roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I vote aye for the reasons that were stated. 4-0, it's approved.
God bless you all.
Happy birthday.